just a nice follow-up from Steve Mason and goal since his last start on the road.
Yeah. Steve was real good to probably play the same game that he played in L.A. We just couldn't find any help for him on the other side. But he looked good, looked sharp, moved the puck well. It's good to have him back.
Had to have been pretty happy with the performance that your other end of the ice resulted for your club tonight, just not getting one by him?
Yeah, you know what? You lose a game, so you're always looking at the things you don't like. But there were an awful lot of things offensively that we were good, sharp, fast, and couldn't find the handle on a bunch of stuff laying around the front of the net. He made some real good saves as well, but we liked the territorial play that we had, certainly through the first two, and like big chunks of our game.
So as a staff, how do you kind of keep your guys going when you're getting those good opportunities but they're not going in? What do you tell them during the game?
You're just looking for things that don't work that you start trying to force into your game, long plays. You start icing the puck, looking for that stretch guy that's not open or passing. I mean, we passed up some plays in the middle of the ice, but for the most part, we were looking to shoot the puck, so you just keep going.
Tough not to press, though, in those sorts of situations where a goalie has 30 saves midway through the game.
Well, I mean, I don't know what the manifestation of your team pressing is. I think we put pucks to the net. We opened our game up a little bit at times, but we didn't cheat any part of the game or try to do anything too outlandish that for high risk for very little return. So I thought our minds were pretty good about our offensive game for the most part.
How do you handle some of these younger guys? Where it seemed like things were so easy at the beginning, and now they seem to be going through.
There's a change in gears here that happens in December, right? The pressure starts to weigh pretty heavy on some teams. And that's all part of that learning process of the grind, right? This is the real NHL now. You've got through the easy part, and you're into that heavier area where teams are fighting, and they'll learn how to do it.
Yeah, some concern over... You know, some of your top-end guys, a little bit of a drought here.
Yeah, you know what, on a short-term, sure, but not on a long-term. They're good players, and they're going to score. But when you get a guy who's gone five or six games and hasn't found the net that was on a pretty good rhythm before, you know they're pressing and they're feeling it a little bit. But great players, all of them will go through it. They all go through stretches of five or six, and they struggle to find the back of the net, and they find a way to fight through it. And as they get further on in their career, they have smaller and smaller gaps.
What were you kind of looking for when you made the switch with Lowry and Hendricks?
Just some offense from Matty Perreault, a little more minutes with Matty and Army out there. We're down one, but I'd like the way we were playing, so it wasn't a demotion and guys that weren't going well, but we've got some guys on the bench that can put the puck in the net, and you're looking for a goal in what turned out to be a pretty tight third period. You want to get them a little more opportunity around their net.
Is it as simple as stick to the program? Are you ready for tomorrow in terms of your message to your group?
Yeah, I mean, we'll look at it and cut it up and show them pieces of places that we can get better. There's always places you can improve in your game, and they're going to do the same thing. And a little harder, I don't think you necessarily need to be more determined around the net, but I think we could have needed to come up with a few of those pucks that were laying there. Really liked this game. You know, he's played like that. You take his first two games of the year out, and he's played really well for us. We just have not put a lot of pucks in on the other tender when he's gone in, and he's played a bunch of road games, and I liked his game an awful lot.
Is there any temptation to go back with him, or are you going to go Connor for sure tomorrow?
Connor goes tomorrow, yeah.